we had moved back to Hillsboro from Denison. We moved back to Hillsboro again and stayed until I was 11. And we left there in the fall. Well, I would say in September, I would say in 1918. Of course, that was during World War I. Because I recall when we moved to San Antonio, I started school. And just a few days, I hadn't gone to school, but a few days. Just a few days, they had a flu epidemic in San Antonio, and they turned the schools out. That was during World War I in 1918. And we stayed out for quite a while, and they was trying to teach me how to work. They let me shine shoes at the Iron Gin station in those days. It's Missouri Pacific now.
Mm-hmm. That was the Illinois and Great Northern, right?
Yes, that's right. And they had the main train they had was Sunshine Special. And I would hear the Red Caps call those names all aboard for New Brownville, St. Marcos, Austin, Taylor, Rockdale, Llano, Valley Junction. You can name all the way into St. Louis, I believe. And I shined shoes there, and I finally bought a Red Cap so I could make a few dimes helping the people with their luggage. I was an 11-year-old boy. And then school started again, and it went on for a couple of weeks, and they turned out again. And we didn't get much schooling before Christmas. And then when Armistice Day came, we were on the street that day. We were going to the Lanier Hotel. We had a shine stand down there, my cousin and I. I had a cousin. He was a year older than I was. And he had learned how to work already. His mother was a maid at the Iron Gin Station. And, of course, they were acquainted with the people in San Antonio. And she got him a job, bellboy at the Lanier Hotel. And when Mama moved in there, well, he got me on as a bellboy. And we had a shine stand there, and we also sold papers. So they were teaching us how to make a dollar. At any rate, that morning, that Armistice morning, we got up early. We got on the streetcar, and we got off on the corner of West Commerce and St. Mary. The Express and Evening News office was a block away on Crockett Street, right down by the river. And before we got our papers, we came across a crowd of little boys, paper boys. Most of them were Hispanic boys. We were the only two black ones there. And I was a stranger there, you know, and I'd never sold papers to do any good. And he saw that ring of boys, and he looked over in there and said, "That's my partner." And they had a little poor little Mexican boy down. They had knocked his papers out of his hand. They were whipping him, and my cousin waded through there. And what a fight. And of course, I was right behind my cousin to see if they didn't hurt him. And he came out of the crowd with this little boy. He was crying. So we put him between us, picked up his paper, and we was headed to the Lanier Hotel. It was on St. Mary also, but it was two more blocks down the street. So we put him between us, and we stood him out in front of the Lanier Hotel to sell his papers so we could watch him.
Mm-hmm.
So if those guys came up there and started anything again, we could go out there and take up for him. And he stood out there and sold his papers that day. And after a while, the extras come out, the extra war's over, and the town went wild. And we went up on the street, and girls were all over town, and they had boxes of powder, talcum powder. And they were slinging that powder on everybody, and I was just as white as I could be. and smell good. And we headed home to tell Mama and my aunties. And so we came back, and they were, had a parade that evening. People out of Fort Sam Houston, Camp Travis, and oh, they had a big parade, their guns and those big old army trucks in those days. The soldiers marching. They had the Kaisers there in effigy, you know. They, that was a terrible day that day. It was a day to remember.